Welcome to Lessons episodes of Success Story, part of the HubSpot podcast network. These Lessons episodes will be shorter conversations with past guests, valued members of the Success Story community, and myself. They'll be focused on teaching you actionable, insightful takeaways that you can use to upskill your personal and professional life.
When businesses put themselves out there and they start to build a profile, they're probably concerned with falling outside of the box or doing things that are a little bit differently. Like when I look at the average business account, again, it's very boring. But then I look at something like, I'm just using one reference point, like a Morning Brew, which is all, you know, it's a news outlet that's very off the wall when it comes to their Twitter account. And that's actually probably how they've built a lot of their following.
Yeah.
But brands are always concerned about, if I put myself out there, I'm going to get some negativity. I'm going to get some, like you said, some trolls or whatnot. So how do you deal with that? Is that just in your own head, you have to get over it? Or are there actual strategies that you have to deal with when you start to get some, you know, colorful comments, call them on social?
Well, you won't really start getting those till you go over like 5,000 followers or so, right? And if you do, just block them. Okay. If you get a customer complaint, that's a different story. Okay. So let's say you get a complaint. I had a coffee shop. I was running their Twitter account. And this lady said, oh, I was in there yesterday and the waitress was wagging and, you know, my coffee was cold or whatever she said. Right. So I said, right. Okay. Hi. So the first thing you do is you engage. I said, we're really sorry to hear that you had this experience. Could we please DM you and get more details and investigate? So you take it offline. So even if she doesn't go to DM, you've shown the public that you're dealing with the issue. So you've shown the public that you've tried to deal with the issue, which looks good, right? And then if they do go offline, what you do is you follow up. So you say, right, give us your number, give us your email or whatever. And then you get the person in charge, the decision maker, to contact that person and find out what happened. What we did was we found out what happened. We sent the lady a gift voucher to come back in and have lunch. She came in and had lunch. And guess what? She did a lovely tweet saying, thank you so much for the gorgeous lunch. She became a brand advocate because we helped her and we dealt with the issue. So that's the only thing about, like, people hear about these big stories, big mistakes. Get the right person running your Twitter account or get them trained properly, and that will never ever happen. So it's having social media strategy, having a policy as well, like, so that if such and such happens, this is what we do, you know, have it all in place so that they know what to do. But the worst Twitter accounts I've seen have been bigger companies that think they know their audience, but they actually don't, and they just don't engage, they don't say thank you. Just simple things like, if someone, like, I mentioned a brand a few times because I liked that brand. And I used to mention the brand because I'd be sitting there with my cup of tea and I'd mention the brand. And they never even thanked me for mentioning them, which was a huge missed opportunity. Because if they had retweeted me or if they had engaged with me, I would have actually retweeted that to make them look good, you know, because I'd be impressed by that. So I also always give kudos when I get great customer service, and I never complain. I never get involved in controversy. I stay away from all of that, and I just keep it positive, add value, share my knowledge and help others. And I help others by retweeting them. It's not about me. My audience would like to see other people as well, you know, and usually my audience want to support businesses. So I did actually have a great story from last week. This lady rang me. She's a member of my Women's Inspire Network, and she had ordered 500 lots and lots and lots of this vegan chocolate covered peanuts, right? Because she does vegan chocolate. And she rang me. She was quite upset. She said, I don't know what to do. That customer has cancelled the order and I've got it already ordered. I don't know what to do. How do I get rid of this much chocolate? And I said, wait, don't panic. I said, let's do a tweet. So we did a tweet, and the tweet said, hang on, I'll find it now for you while I'm talking to you. The tweet said, I have this amount of chocolate, can you, if anyone is interested, or whatever it was. We told the story basically in the tweet, and I helped her compose the tweet, and oh my gosh, it went viral because people said, oh my god, let's help this small business, da da da, and they all bought chocolate. Everybody, she got 100 orders. She got 3 new stockists. You know, she just was inundated with help from Twitter. And one guy just bought a box of them. And she got the chocolate all. She didn't lose any money. Isn't that just a lovely, lovely story? And that's the kind of thing I do.
Yeah.
So we just did a tweet, and I supported her. I said, come on guys, let's support this small business. So we got behind her, and everybody went and bought vegan chocolate covered peanuts. So it's just a nice little story. But for everybody per box, it only costs like 10 euros, you know? So, you know, just
Yeah.
every little bit. Yeah.
It's easy when you get a crowd involved to like to crowdsource, to crowdsource a brand, especially a small business, it can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
But, one thing that I think always happens, and I don't really know why, still in 2021, is that brands don't place value on the person or the person who runs their social media. They feel like it's, I don't know why that is,
It's like
but
an
it seems like it's not a
extra.
priority.
Yeah, it's an
It's like a, oh,
extra.
you know, you're marketing and then tweet once in a while, you
Yeah.
know,
No, there
or
should be
like
someone.
post on Instagram or,
There
yeah.
should be someone who is assigned this role and a plan and a strategy. Or if you don't want to, then outsource it to someone like me or someone else who does that. Like, you know, I don't understand it. They don't make it a priority. And it's so important, because I remember I put a tweet up saying, okay, ladies, best tinted moisturizer. Like, it was just like for fun. And I put it up and I got all these responses about the best tinted moisturizer, which, by the way, for the guys listening, it's like makeup, light makeup, right, for the summer. And so I got so many responses, and I was like, where are all the brands? Not one brand hopped into that conversation and said, hey, Samantha, we have a tinted moisturizer. It's really good. Here, there's buy now, click to buy. Not one brand did that. And that was such a missed opportunity, because the tweet went crazy. We had about 200 responses. So that was 200 potential sales, you know?
And 200 responses on Twitter is like thousands of impressions.
Yeah.
Like thousands of people saw that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Whereas if a brand had hopped
You
in
do,
and
you see.
said, you know, oh, hi, Sam, actually we have it, but look, we'd love to send you one to try. And if anyone else wants to try, here's a discount code, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I would love.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty. That means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.